into Gordon right half wall. Back to Needhamel, middle of the point. Gordon top right circle, closing in, side of the net now, passing it off to Black. He'll cut towards the slot, back to Needhamel, middle of the point again. No lane, now shoots, bouncing puck, he scores! Kota Gordon, side of the net, jams it in, and for the first time in this series, the Broncos have opened the scoring. Kota Gordon skates it to center, dumps it into Calgary territory. Lowry goes after it on the forecheck. Drieger plays it up the wall, and it's cleared out to the neutral zone. Picked up by Virtanen. He'll try to go wide on Hetherington. Got around him. Cut to the net. Scored! What a burst of speed by Virtanen, tying the game at one. As Dylan Hetherington got caught a little flat-footed, the 16-year-old rookie coming slowly, then just turned the jets on as he entered the Broncos zone. Got around Hetherington and found the five hole on E2 Lorikainen to tie this game at one. Graham Black back to Scarlett. One timer and his stick broke. Back comes Calgary at 2-on-1. If you don't include Scarlett, who doesn't have a stick. Clayton knocked down by Scarlett. A big hard body check by Scarlett. Despite not having a stick, he breaks that up. And Gordon's able to dump it into Calgary territory. Ream clears it out. Kosterman at center plays it back to the Bronco line. Rask has that. Passed it off now to Chase. Left circle, Chase. Centering it, Rask scores! Victor Rask, a quick low shot from the side of the Bronco goal. Little give and go. Rask to Chase. Back out front to Rask. And he beat Lorikainen five-hole. Down to Cave. They'll switch places. Back to Martin. 5 seconds. Over to Ream. Middle of the point, Martin. Slap shot faked it. Turns it over. Sylvester. Pass ahead to Peterson for a breakaway. In alone. Score. Bryson Martin gives it away. And Sylvester alertly pokes it ahead to Peterson. Fresh out of the penalty box. And Elliot Peterson with a breakaway goal. Goes five-hole on Lorikainen. That's where all three pucks have beaten him tonight. Chase, who lifts his stick, plays it back to the line. Making a move with it is Risling. He'll dump it to the corner. Comes out front. Rask deflects it wide. Mesick, a wraparound try. And the crowd thinks it's a goal. The hitmen think it's a goal. The referee signals for a face-off. Mesick going through the line on his bench. They're pretty convinced that Mesick wrapped that in. I can't see from this angle. Lorikainen got the glove right at the post. Here's the overhead cam. There is no look at that puck. The referee did not signal it in. So there has to be conclusive evidence that the puck is in. Video goal judge Don Huber has to go to work now. From the overhead cam that we have on the big screen, Lorikainen was blocking any vision one would have of that puck. Mesick wrapping around from behind the net, tried to tuck one in on Lorikainen, glove hand side. The crowd and Mesick celebrated like it was in. The referees are on the phone right now, trying to determine just that. Obviously, this is enormous. The difference between 3-1 and 4-1 can't be measured when there's only 16:21 to go in the third period. Especially after the Broncos came out with some great early chances, hit a post, had two great looks in front and couldn't score. Did Lorikainen do enough to keep that puck out? Was right on the line. Still on the phone right now. Referee Brett Montian. Now he's hanging it up, and here's the signal. Long chat with the official scorer. He comes out. No goal. Back around behind the net it goes. Minute 57 to play. Cave threw it out front. Held in at the line now by Needhamel. Cave's got it. Cutting to the goal. Over to Scarlett. His shot blocked. Loose in front. The Broncos can't jam it in. 18.4 seconds left. The Broncos basically have to win the draw and score right away within 3 or 4 seconds to have any shot at tying the game. Black on the faceoff has Lowry and Gordon set up top of the circle, and the Hitmen clear it. Racing after it is Humphreys. Takes it behind the net. Scarlett holds him up. This is going to do it. The Broncos battled hard. Three overtime games. Close every time. Just need him out and drive.